Was Graceland 2 by Phoebe Bridgers. Whenever I listen to that song, I always think about me being the she in that song, mainly because there's a part about like picking up and going to Memphis, and that is quite relatable to me because I used to do that in high school. I would just like be like, Lucy, are you bored? And she'd be like, yeah, I'm bored. And then I'd be like, let's go to Memphis. And then we'd go to Memphis because I live very close-ish to Memphis. And I also was talking about yesterday, I forget what I was playing, but it was this song and I was like, oh, this is this. It's a chronic thing that I do. Anytime there's a she in a song, I'm like, oh, this song is about me. Even though it's not, it's just me being ridiculous. But I like to imagine the she in that song. If you're just now tuning in, it's 7 o'clock now. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Lauren and I'm playing music. Up next, we have a song from Cage the Elephant called Right Before My Eyes, but this is the unpeeled version, which I think just means like acoustic versions of songs. Hope you enjoy.
Timber shakes these trails, they all derail. phony, false and frail. An empty ocean, lost our way with no direction home. Golden needles, names we take in vain, find it harder to remain. Nothing sacred, waiting on that explanation. Right before my eyes, I saw the whole world lose control. The whole world lost control before my eyes. I fell through the floor. I couldn't take it anymore. I can't take this anymore. It breaks my mind. Hold her dirty hands over the flames, getting pleasure from the pain. Softly screaming, pistol that she raises spoken. Golden needles, names we take in vain, find it harder to remain. Nothing sacred to wait on that explanation. Right before my eyes, I saw the whole world lose control. The whole world lost control before my eyes. I fell through the floor. I couldn't take it anymore. I can't take this anymore. It breaks my mind. Everything I thought I knew fell to the side. I couldn't see past my own eyes, past my eyes, past my eyes, past my eyes. Right before my eyes, I saw the whole world lose control, the whole world lost control. For my eyes, I fell through the floor. I couldn't take it anymore. I can't take this anymore. It breaks my mind.
I don't think I can take sad music anymore. That was Right Before My Eyes by Cage the Elephant. I haven't listened to that song in way too long, and then I just listened to that and I was like, oh my god, that's so depressing. So I'm gonna switch it up a little bit and play something that's like not that depressing, probably for the rest of the hour, because I'm getting bored of the sad songs. Up next is a song by The Growlers called Problems 3. Just a reminder, if you want to say hi, call in, something like that. The number is 855-915-9636, or you can go to wmfo.org/dj-chat and we can chat on the DJ chat thing. It'll be really awesome. You don't have to do any of that, though. You just listen. Up next, Problems 3 by The Growlers.
Problems when we've come this far. Remember when we met at the old Prospector, blindfolded acid trips, your tiny fingertips, piano songs of time with tea stains from the wine. Problems come in threes and we beat them down. It's nothing when compared to the hangovers we shared. But rent's on time, we got six and cheap red wine. Come on and share my table and pour your heart into mine. So I can be so blunt till it's no fun. But all in all, time's treated us fine. Time can be so blunt till it's no fun. But all in all, time's treated us fine. Ain't no use to act like we're mom and dad. We've done enough of that. Impressions good and bad. Flattering copycats caught digging through our trash, licking our rusty cans, life in the frying pan. Problems come in threes and we beat them down. It's nothing when compared to the hangovers we've shared. But rent's on time, we got six and cheap red wine. Come on and share my table and pour your heart into mine. Time can be so blunt till it's no fun. But all in all,
that was the garden. That was Egg by the Garden. My brother played that song on his piano at a Halloween party like 2 months ago, and like killed it. It's just really funny because like he was like in a Tufts band, and I feel like I don't know, I just have a lot of thoughts. It was really interesting. But I played that song in the car the other day when he was in there, and he like pretended to play the piano on my dash, which was really funny. Anyway, yeah, I'm gonna switch the vibe some, and I'm going through my music, and for some reason like all of it is explicit, but I think that it just says like the F word once, but since we're not in safe harbor hours, I have to play all clean music. So I'm having a really difficult time with that right now. I don't know. Up next is Naomi by Neutral Milk Hotel.
Thank you.
That was Cannonball by The Breeders. It's like music my mom listened to. Also, I found out that Pixies, like all of them went to UMass Amherst, apparently. Or maybe it was UMass Boston. But they're all from Boston, which is crazy. And really odd to me because I can't imagine something like that coming out of, like... Like, imagine if Pixies had started from Tufts. Not that that would ever happen, but, like, just, like, imagine. It's, like, almost the same scenario. It seems, like, very hard to... I mean, we have really good Tufts bands, though. I will not lie. I love them all so much. Anyway, I decided that I couldn't not play a song by Weezer. And... this song is just so good, and hopefully you listen to this song and you're like, wow, it's so good, and you're like, oh, I hate that I love a Weezer song, and then it's stuck in your head all day, and then you become a huge Weezer fan, and then you're VIP at their next concert, front row, you become a groupie, you're following Rivers Cuomo around, you know all of their music, you've memorized all of the Weezer SNL skit. I could go on. I'm not going to, though, because it's getting concerning. Yeah, up next is Undone, aka The Sweater Song by Weezer.
Yeah.
That was Malibu by Hole, and before that was Undone by Weezer. It's PSA time. This is the ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So true. So true. Yeah. That's all I have to say about that. I actually looked that up yesterday, and it's all true. Ladders are really, really, really dangerous, which is quite scary. Don't plan on ever climbing one ever. It's simply not my business what's on top of my roof, and I will never even try to go up there with the ladder. Won't do it. Okay, up next, The Thing by Pixies.
Thank you. ran around those ancient highways, and I went down to that town of noise. I swam on out when that blackness bore me, saying no, all from before.
That was Lore by Wunderbar. Before that was Steady As She Goes by The Wreck. I don't even want to try to say that. I always do this. I just, like, don't even look at who it's by, and then I see the name, and it's just like, how in the world can I be expected to say these names? I'm just really bad at pronouncing things. Which is ironic because I always clown on my mother for not being good at pronouncing things. I'm like, wow, seriously, you don't know how to say that? And it's like, okay, I truly can't do that either. So, yeah, the last song was called Lore. And I, have been using that word as like a replacement for like my past or like my personality or like things that have like anything about my life. I'm like, oh, my lore, like as in like my life. It's like, I mean, I didn't make that up. I took that from someone, but like it is a tad bit embarrassing to be like I've started to unironically use it, and I'm like, oh yeah, but the lore is like so deep there that like it's like, what am I saying? It's like I'm in some sort of like medieval TV show. Anyway, I like that song for reasons other than it being named Lore, which is also what my friends call me sometimes, but it's spelled L-A-U-R. Anyway, up next is another example of one of those songs that I listen to, and I'm like, oh, the she in the song is me. Up next is Liar by Built to Spill.
I wouldn't be a liar if I told you that.
That was Liar by Built to Spill. Yeah, I like to picture that I am the she in that song, you know, and like so carefree and worryless. Also a good song. I saw Built to Spill. I'm gonna say this every single time I play one of their songs. I'm gonna be like, oh, I saw them in a concert. It's getting old. We all know that I saw Built to Spill in concert. Even if you don't listen to my show regularly, you probably already know that. I'm gonna play one more song and then I'm gonna get out of here and you can listen to someone else play music and it'll probably be better than me. Last song is by Car Seat Headrest because I couldn't leave here without playing one song. It's like a job or something, you know, it's like something's like compelling me. I have to play Car Seat Headrest once or else. I don't know. I'm just being dramatic. Thank you so much for tuning in. Seriously, thank you so much because 2 hours of me on the air is quite annoying. If you liked what you heard, come back on Sunday at 10 p.m. And listen to Pisces Season. I promise it's a great, awesome time. I'm Lauren. This has been Pisces Season / Subbing for Ray. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Up last is My Boy by Car Seat Headrest.
Time, but somewhere down the line.